Okay. Up to the Mishnah on Kuf Amud Beis. More about renting and hamocher and selling. Hamocher zeisav le'etim. If somebody sells to somebody else, the buyer, the purchaser, is buying wood, olives, but he's not buying it for the olives. He's buying it for the firewood. Rashi explains. Va'asu, but you know what? He doesn't chop the wood down. He doesn't make it into firewood yet. He delays. And afterwards, he changes his mind. He says, you know what? Let me see how much oil, olive oil, I can get out of these grapes. Va'asu pachas mervias. But since he waited, Rashi explained, the olive god became inferior, and he wasn't even able to get a revius of oil out of it. So you know what? V'asu pachas mervias l'sa. Out of a saw of grapes, of olives, he couldn't even get one revius of oil. So therefore the halacha is, harei elu shabalaz esim. The oil belongs to the balaz esim. The Gemara will explain this. Asu revius l'sa. However, if it was able to produce a nice amount, more than a revius per sa, ze omer zesi gadlo, ze omer artsi gadlo, the owner of the olive branches says, it's my branches that caused such a good bumper crop of oil. The owner of the land says, no, it's my land. My land is nourishing it. And the other one says, yeah, but it's my branches. So the halacha is yachloku. This is a different yachloku than what we were saying before, where we have a suffix. Here, there is no suffix. But you know what? It's a genuine lachoku. You're right. Half of the crop was produced because of the land. Half is because of the branches. It is yachloku. It's not a question of a suffix over here. This is not sumchus. This is everybody. That the Ritva says that. This is everybody. Okay? I sold it to you, but it's still sitting on my land. You were supposed to chop it down. You didn't chop it down. You let it sit there for 6 more months. Now you come, you know what, I'm not going to use it for firewood. Look at those gorgeous olives. I'm going to sell it for olive oil. The seller says, wait a minute, it's been sitting on my land for 6 months. It's been growing, it's my cheshbon. I'm entitled to half. The Mishnah says, you know what, you're right, you're entitled to half. It's not a kasana suffix over here, of yachloku, we don't know what the halach is. No, we say it's a genuine, half is you, half is them. Similar halacha. Shataf nahar zesav, to figure out the materials of this case, the river came and there was a flood, right? And my olive branches got uprooted by the flood and they were deposited in your yard. And then it took root in your yard, right? And they got root in your yard. Same thing. Now it comes harvest time. You say, oh, look at this. I got this unbelievable olives in my yard. I say, yeah, but they're mine from my branches. They're my branches. Happens to be that they got uprooted from a river. I'm entitled to half. And the Mishnah says, you're right. You're entitled to half, and the owner of the field is entitled to the other half. Okay? So the Gemara says, hey. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the Mitzvah is. Well, the Gemara is going to say like this.
Why didn't he say right away, I want it back? Why is he letting
it? Right, I don't know. I don't know why he said that. I don't know. Maybe he didn't realize it. The Gemara is going to talk about Arla now. Well, for 3 years, now they're using it anyway. So how many years is this? So one second. But before we get to that, Heichi Dami, what's the case over here? In other words, what's the first case? The case of the guy who bought the branches. Eid Amalek Kotzel out there. If the owner said, get your stuff off my property, cut it off right away. I don't want it being even 1 more second. But I sold you these olive trees. Get your truck and get them out of here. If the owner said that, then a filu pachas mivris not milavala karka. Even less than a revius should belong to the balakarka. Why? Why should less than a revius also belong to the balakarka? Because he demonstrated his displeasure that they should be here. And if they are here, any benefit should accrue to the balakarka. I told you I don't want him here. If you're leaving him here, it's going to be my benefit. And if the other way around, Ida amale kol emas debas kod. You know what? You bought it. Good. I got a good sale. You want to leave it there for 6 months? I don't know. Problem. Want to leave it there for 10 years? Also no problem. If you told him that, whatever you want, you come get rid of it, then I feel him revius not in the balazesim. Even if it's more than a revius, it should belong to the balazesim. What's going on here? So the Gemara says, lo, otzricha da amale stama. No, it was nothing was said. It was stama, stama. I bought the grape from you. I bought the olives from you. Stam. We didn't make a deal. We didn't make an arrangement. When I got it, just in stam. So, pachas mi revius, if it's less than a revius, lo kap di inchi. The guy doesn't care. Less than a revius, so that's what you're able to produce. It's pennies. So the owner of the field doesn't care. The guy left it there, wasn't supposed to leave it there, supposed to get rid of it. So now he decided to change his mind. How much is he getting already from it? Not even a revius from a sa. Big deal. Look up the inshi, the guy doesn't care. He's mochel. Revius, but if it's already a revius, that's already nice. Then, kap the inshi, then the owner of the field cares. Amr of Shimon ben Pazi, it's revius to Amru, and this revius that we said is chutz ben haotzah, it's minus the expenses. Okay? Minus the expense. It's fine. Now, Shatif Nahar Zesav. The second case was where the flood came, uprooted the tree and replanted it in your yard. Right? And now when it's coming time for harvest time, the guy wakes up. Why didn't he wake up right away? Why didn't he wake up the day after the flood? I don't know. But he wakes up now by harvest time. Hey, it's mine. Right? So what the mission say? The mission of Yachloku. Okay? Amar Ula, Amar Rish Lakish, Lo Shanu, that whole mission is talking about El Shenekru Bigushehen, where it got uprooted together with the dirt. If it got uprooted together with the dirt, then the halacha is that if you replant something somewhere else, Arla starts over. Arla's 3 years. From when you plant it, you have to wait 3 years. What if you uprooted it in the middle and move it from Yerushalayim to Haifa? Start over. Why? It's a new planting. But the halacha is, if you uproot it with its dirt and then replant it somewhere else, the clock does not start over. Okay? That's the halacha by Arla. The Mishnayos in Arla. Says Rish Lakish, our Mishnah that says that Yachloku is talking about it was Gushehen. It was uprooted together with its dirt, so you're not starting the clock over. And ula achar shalosh, it's after the 3 years. Why? Aval toch shalosh, but if it's still during the 3 years, hakol shal bal hazesim, everything will belong to the bal hazesim. I don't understand. If it's within the 3 years, you're not allowed to have anah. So what do you mean hakol bal? What does that mean? Everything belongs to the bal hazesim. Why? Because it's his 3 years. The other guy has nothing to do with his 3 years. And therefore, this whole machlokes, the whole dispute, where the owner of the field said, hey, I'm entitled to half of this, yeah, that's talking about after 3 years. But if it's during the 3 years, of course the owner of the field can't say anything, because he didn't start. How can he come in the middle and say, hey, I'm going to make money now? Only the owner of the tree could do that. Okay? Aval tov shalosh hakol shabal hazesim. The amalei, because the bal hazesim could say to the bal hakarka, I at natata besok shalosh mihavia achlas. What, you planted it during 3 years, you'd be able to eat? Of course not. Says the Gemara of alei malei, but the owner of the field could say to the owner of the zesim, I anon atay la'achar shalosh havia chundele kula. Yeah, good. But if I would have planted it before 3 years, if I would have planted it 3 years ago, and I would wait 3 years, it would be 100% mine. Hashta kachalta palga b'hadoi. Now I'm entitled to half. Because he could say that, the Shlokish doesn't make any sense. The Shlokish doesn't make any sense. The Shlokish said, the only time the guy's entitled to half is after 3 years are over. Why? Why should that be? Ella... That belongs to the. I don't. Yeah, that's my kasha. I don't. I can't use it. I don't understand what's going on here. I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't understand. Now that I have enough for 3 years, what's he saying? It's mine. During the first 3 years, it's mine. No one answered that question. I don't know. But the bottom line is that Rava makes no sense. Rish Lakish makes no sense. So Elok, Yasser Rofan, Amr Shlokish. No, you're right. We're going to change it now. Lo Shanu, Elok Shenakru Bigusehen. First of all, of course, it had to have been uprooted together with its dirt. So therefore, the clock doesn't have to start over. Ubisoch Shalosh, and it's during the 3 years. Avala Acha Shalosh. But if we'd be ready after 3 years, Hakol Balakarka, everything would belong to the Balakarka. Why? To Amalei, because he could say, I Ana Natoy La Acha Shalosh. Had I planted it after 3 years, I lost the place over here. Had I planted it and 3 years would have gone by, Mila havi akhilna lekula, wouldn't the whole thing be mine? So says the Gemara, wait a minute, v'lei malei, let the owner of the zaysim say to the owner of the field, what are you talking about? Iyat natata b'tzok shalosh, had I planted during 3 years, lo havi akhalta, you'd not be allowed to eat it. Hashtakal khalta palga bahadoi, I'm entitled to half. I'm entitled to half. Says the Gemara, no, he could say back, Mishum da amale, the owner could say back, the owner could say back, Iyanana toy, had I planted it originally, Have Katini Vizarini Tachtaihu Silka Viarka. I could have planted vegetables, beets and other kinds of greens underneath the tree. Rashi explains, because when a tree, an olive tree is planted, it takes a long time for the branches to become very, very, it takes a long time for it to grow. So even though I planted a tree, I could still plant vegetables right close by. Why? Because the sun will still nourish the vegetables, because it's not blocked by the branches of the tree, because the branches of the tree are babies. So it doesn't really cause such a huge amount of shade, and therefore I could still grow the vegetables. Once already you have a full-grown tree, you can't plant anything nearby. Why? Because the branches are so thick, they block the sun from nourishing anything on the bottom. So but what he's saying is, had I planted it right away, I would have given more crops to gain from. Because I could have planted vegetables nearby as well. Yeah, later on, in the year 6, 7, and 8, of course I can't. But in the beginning, I can. So it's not true that you're entitled to half, you're entitled to less, because I would have made more money with vegetables also. Okay. Like I said, I don't understand this Gemara, because during the first 3 years of Asur Bahanos, I'm not sure what the tining to each other. Yeah, the art. What do you mean? It's not a problem. We don't have to start the clock over from Orla.
Right.
So it was 2 years went by, and now the flood happened, and it was deposited in your field. If the dirt was still there, it's still considered the year two. Don't start. Always start over from day one. We continue the count of 3 years. Why? Because it's not really considered nekar, because the dirt, same dirt's there. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Three is not an issue if it was the metro with its own dirt.
Right.
Unless it was 2 years, within the first 3 years of the
I know. Tana, we learned in a brisa. Amar hala zesi ani notel. If the guy wakes up and says, I want to take my zesi out of here, I want to put him back into my field, ain't shomen lo. We don't listen to him. Now, he might have to be compensated. But you leave him there. My time, why? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Bishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Because it's going to detract from Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Even trees. Why? Because now it's already planted over here. It's already substantial over here. Why are you uprooting it and moving it somewhere else? Like, again, you have to pay for it. You can't just get a free ride. But to uproot it, you might not be able to. Now, the details of this, I'm not sure. But the pasha, that's the halacha. Yeah, in the case of a flood like this. So they are on my field. Now they're by you. So I say, I'm taking them back. Now let them. Yishev Eretz Yisrael. They're growing there. They're nice and beautiful. You might have to pay me for them, but I don't have the right to remove them. Amar of Yirmiya kigon da tzvicha rab. Such a chiddush like that. I need another gadol to tell me that. I need a big. That's an unbelievable chiddush. Now that he gave a line like that, it's such an unbelievable chiddush. We're going to have other things out of left field now, where it's a similar type of thing. I never would have thought of that on my own. I never would have come up with this halacha on my own. For example, Tanan Hassam, we learned over there. Where's over there? Over there is a Masechtas Demai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says the following halacha. There's two types of people that can work on a field. You have what's called an aris. An aris is, you own the field, I'm working on the field, and I will give you back a percentage, or I will get a percentage of what I harvest. 25%, 50%, whatever number it is. Then you have another thing called a chocher. We're going to get to it. A chocher. I think it's called a chocher. A chocher. A chocher is, I'm working on the field, and I promise you X amount, whether I deliver it or not. I promise you 50%. What if I don't? I promise you 500 bushels. It doesn't even produce 500 bushels. I got to come up with it somehow. I'll have to buy it from someone else and give it to you. If I make more than 500, I keep the profits. I am guaranteeing you a certain number of harvest. You're the owner. I'm working there. I guarantee it to you. An aris doesn't guarantee anything. An aris says, I will get 50% of whatever I bring in. If it's a bad year, I make less, you make less. Cholcher is no, I guarantee you a certain amount. Okay? Those are the two types of thing. So, Tanan Hasan, Rabbi Huda Omer, Hamakabel Sada Avosav Min Anachri. Let's say the owner field now, it's a field of Avosav. We're going to explain what that means. In other words, once upon a time, this field was owned by Jews. Right? A guy owns it now, it's in Eretz Yisrael, a guy owns it, and I am working there, I'm working in your field, right? One second. I am working in your field as an aris. I'm working in the goy's field as an aris. It's a sada avosa. We're going to explain what that means in a minute. And I'm working there as an aris. The halacha is, this is a different halacha than a normal aris. Hamakabel sada avosa minanachri. Meiser. I am required to give meiser for the goy's portion, v'nosin lo. And then I give him the rest. In other words, let's say it's 50-50. 50-50. I'm getting 50, you're getting 50. I have to take off meiser on my 50, and the goy's 50, but the goy gets 50. So really, the meiser is coming off my half. The goy doesn't have to give meiser, the goy. But I have to give meiser on the goy's half, so I get less than 50, because I'm getting less. The goy's half is coming off of my half. Why? Because I'm giving meiser on behalf of the goy. That's a halacha. Okay? The nosin lo, then you give the goy his 50. Savruha, we thought to say, the Bnei Yeshiva, when they heard this Mishnah, they thought, my sada avosav. What does that mean, the sada avosav? That means it was your father's field? No, it wasn't your father's field. It was Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov's field. In other words, it's an ancient field from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Yisrael field. Tamai karele sada avosav. Why is it called sada avosav? Sada Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Yeah, it goes back to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Okay? Vikasavar, and we also thought, the Bnei Yeshiva thought to say, Ein kinyin l'nachri be'Eretz Yisrael lafkia miyad meiser. Just because a guy owns a field in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't mean that there's no tchiyav of meiser. There certainly is a tchiyav of meiser. So if a guy owns a field in Eretz Yisrael, and he's doing work on it by himself, there's no Jews nearby, what can you do? But you're there working? Of course you have to give meiser on behalf of the guy. Why? Just because a guy owns it, doesn't mean that mice is potter. It's a chiv on the land, not on the person. It's not a chiv on the owner of a field, it's a chiv on the land. Land of Eretz Yisrael. Mice must be given. The fact that it's a guy, it's irrelevant. You know about it, you're there. I don't know if you have a chiv to go around to every knock on every Arab's door and ask them if they have fields. I don't have to do that, but you know, you have to give. Therefore, you have to give the guy's half. Okay? Shemitah doesn't apply by a guy, that's a big machlokas. It's a big machlokas. It's a big machlokes if a goy's field, the shmita applies or not. It's a big machlokes. That's what the whole hetter bechira. That's the whole peshaila. Who said that? It's a machlokes. We might hold, yeah. Because today, shmita is only derabanan today. Shmita wouldn't be derabanan. I don't know if we call it like that. Not sure. It's not so simple. Not so simple. But not sure we call it this either. We did say there's a connection? There is a connection. It's a big shiloh. Now, umakabel kichocher dami. In this case, since you're required to give meiser on behalf of the goy, all you are is an aris. What do you see from here? You've become like a chocher. Why? Because you're duty bound to give meiser. Ma chocher, what? Just like a chocher, bein avad, bein lo avad. Whether you made money, whether you didn't make money, boi asure umitan loy, you'll have to give the meiser for behalf of the guy. But again, what's a chocher? Chocher is you promised him 500 bushels. You're going to give him those 500 bushels no matter what, right? But before you give him those 500 bushels, you have to give meiser those 500 bushels. Why? Because you have no choice. Why? The chiporei achovo dami. Chocher is like you're paying off a debt. That's a debt. I borrowed the field from you, and what's the payback? I'm going to give you 500 bushels. Af makabel nami chiporei achovo so dami ma'aseh v'nosin lo. So too in aris, you have the din like a chocher, even though in aris not such a din like that. But we're imposing such a din on you, and we're requiring you to pay the ma'aser on behalf of the guy's field. That's a huge chiddush. Gesund. Okay? That's the Mishnah in Demai. So far, so good? Again, this has nothing to do with anything. This is out of left field. Amalei Rav Kahana Rav Papi, Vamalei Rav Zvid. Rav Kahana said to Rav Papi, some say he said to Rav Zvid. Wait a minute. El Hadatanya, we have a different variety that says as follows. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says a different halacha. It's the same Rabbi Huda. Hamekabel Sada Avosav Mimatzik Nachri. If somebody is working in a field that the goy was a matzik means it was a ruffian. So the goy comes in one day, throws you off the land, right? He comes in, by force. Not that you have some grandfather sold it 100 years ago to a goy. No! He comes in by force, kicks you off the land, right? Kicks you off the land, and then you have to eat. So he says, listen, will you hire me to work here? I'll work as a sharecropper. He says, fine. Right? So, Nachri, Meiser, again, you have to take off Meiser, Vinosinlo. And then you have to give the Nachri what you promised to give him. Right? And you have to take off Meiser on behalf of the Nachri. Says the Gemara, Meir Yematik. If it's the same Rabbi Yehuda Shita, why have to come up with a case of a guy throw you off? What did that detail add me? What's the chiddush of that detail? Afilu ein matzik nami. We just have a mission in Demai that says, even if he didn't throw you off, even if it's not a ruffian, the halacha is, you have to pay mice on behalf of the guy. So when Rehudim quoted this brisa, what was the chiddush of telling me that he threw you off? What does that add to the story? It adds nothing. Right? Usually when they give you a case, and they have all the detail, every detail is relevant. This detail's not relevant. Whether he owned it by force, whether he owned it because he bought it legitimately from your grandfather, or even from your father, or even from your great-grandfather. What's the difference? The halacha is, you have a duty, if you're an Oris, you have a duty to pay maaser on behalf of the guy. Why don't you tell me about it? What is the chiddush of the fourth? Right? El olam, so it must be a different halacha. No. Yesh kinyan lanachri baris yolaf kiyam yad maaser. Really, the halacha is that if a guy owns land, there is no chiyav of maaser. Why not? Because it's a guy. It's Eretz Yisrael. So what? Eretz Yisrael, the chiyav is not on the land, it's on the person. Since the person is not a bal mitzvah, he's a guy, there is no chiyav. Okay? If you hold like that, then that's what I understand about the Shemitah. It's the same thing with Shemitah. They go hand in hand, I think. So I'm not sure how we pass it on this question. Is it might be Daraisa, maybe yeah, maybe Darabon or not. It's complicated. Now, Umekabel and an Aris, laf yechocher dummy. Not true. Not true that an Aris has the din of a chocher. Not true. Umay sada avosav. What does it mean, sada avosav? It means Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? No, it means your father. Sada avosav mamish. It's mamish your father. So let's understand the Mishnah in Demai. The Mishnah in Demai says that a guy who's working in his father's field, the owner's a guy, he's working in his father's field, has to give off Maaser. Why? First of all, it's not, there's no chiyav of a guy. Right? And it's really your father's field. That doesn't go back 1,000 years. It's your father's field. Why are you giving off Maaser? Says the Gemara, Ulididehu de Katsuhu Rabbanan. It's a knas. The Rabbanan made a knas on you. The Aidi de Chaviva Ale Tve, because it's your father's field. It kills you to watch your father's field. It kills you to watch your father's field. So Chaviv to you. This was your ancestral field from back from Yeshua Ben Nun. And look what happened. There's a guy there. So it bothers you very much. So Chaviv to you. The Azal Makabala, and therefore you became a Aris, because you want to have a connection to the field. You hear this? What happened was, your father or your grandfather fell in hard times. He had no choice. He sold it to a goy. Now, everyone's at Shiva, Kaviyachal, right? They're so upset. Look what happened. Their field from Yeshua Ben Nun had to get sold to a goy. So what do? You don't want to abandon the field totally. So you hire yourself out as a worker. Right? They used to do that all the time. They had to sell the fields, but they stayed there as a hired hand. That's exactly what you're doing. You're staying there as a hired hand. So Rabbanan said, yeah, you're a hired hand, I want you to give Maaser. You give Maaser, you don't have to. The guy's a chayv for Maaser. We're going to force you to give Maaser on behalf of the guy. Says the Gemara, Aval inish da alma lo. Another guy, not nothing like that. Uldi day, my time a katsu Rabbanan. Why did they make such a decree? Amar of Yochanan, Kedei shetehe bara biyado. So it should be clear. Bara comes from the word bara, Rashi says. It should be clear in your hand. What does that mean? Look at this unbelievable Rashi. Rashi says, Kedei shetehe bara biyado. It's a few lines up. You hear? Sheyachzar v'yiknena. It should become clear in your mind to find some way to buy it back. Why? Mitoch sheyiksha alav ha-maiser, since we're requiring you to pay maiser for the guy's behalf, only a son or a descendant, not some third party. It's not your field anymore. And there's no chiyuv. We're requiring it anyway. Yitrach v'yosef ha-damim. You're going to kill yourself to find the money. The Yisalek Hanach Rimena. Get the guy out of there. So we impose this chiyuv on you to make sure you get the guy out of there. You're able to stay in the land. And you're able to get the money back. You're able to raise the money, get the guy out of there, and you can restore your field to your family. That's why we make you pay the Meiser. It's not a chet. There's no chet. The Knas is not as a chet. It's an incentive to get your field back. Okay. Amr of Yirmiya, ki godot tzricha rabba. That's an unbelievable chiddush. Exactly. And that's why in the other brisa he had to mention it was by force. Halacha is different. Okay. Itmar. If somebody goes into someone else's field, and he plants trees without permission, I'm going to your field and I plant trees in your field. Amarav, shaman lo, v'yadval tachtona. So now I come to you and I say, listen, can you pay me for my service? You say, what service? Oh, I plant the trees in your field. So I didn't ask you to do that. Good, I know that. Like we said, in America, you can't do such a thing. If I paint your house, I can't paint your house without your permission and send you a bill. Can't do that. Right? In halacha, you could do that. So now you say, well, I didn't want that. So now we evaluate. Well, did you gain by it? But yadu ala tachtona, the guy who did it is always going to get the worst deal. In other words, you evaluate how much it cost, how much it was worth, how much it improved the field. So the guy who did it without permission is going to get the raw end of any deal. Shmuel Amar, omdin kama adar rotaliten betad azul l'natua. No, not such a raw deal. Evaluate. What kind of field was this? What is it, an orchard? If it was an orchard, you just improved the orchard. If it was a field that was used for planting seeds, what are you putting trees over there for? Amar of Papa, v'lo pligi, they're not even arguing. If it's an orchard, I improved it. That's what Shmuel says. Rav's talking about a different kind of field. What are you putting trees over here? It's not an orchard. I have to probably take them down now. So then, yodo al tachtona. Rav never said this straight out. There was a story. A guy shows up by Rav's door. He says, zil shumle. And the guy tells Rav that somebody did this to him. Somebody planted trees in his field. So Rav tells him to go evaluate. Did he make it better? Did he make it worse? Go cheshbon it out. Amalei lo be'ina, but I don't want them here. I didn't want these trees over here. So amalei zil shumle. So it doesn't make a difference. Go evaluate. V'yada al tachtona. But the guy didn't get the worst deal. He didn't get the worst of all angles. Amalei but lo be'ina, but I don't want them here. Right? I don't want any worst deal. I don't want them here b'chlal. So l'sof, after a while, Chazia, the guy, Rav saw this guy, the gadra, that he put a fence around it. The kanatala, he mintala, he hired a guard. So amalei, galita daidacha, denichalach, what are you doing? You're obviously happy about it. You're happy about it. Zil shumle, v'yadal helyona. Now that you're so happy about it, now you fenced it in. Right? You didn't get rid of it, you didn't destroy it, no, you fenced it in, you were happy about it. Therefore now you have to go make it a cheshman, and now the guy gets the upper hand. But what do you see from here? That was Rav Shita. Itmar, hayor v'dasor churvasa shachadero, if somebody goes into someone else's ruin, ubina'a shalob rishus, so, and he builds it up without permission, fa'amale v'amalo, and then after a while he says, atzi v'avona ani notel, now I'm going to remove my sticks and stones. But why did he build it? So I thought maybe he built it as a trial. I'm learning how to build houses. As a ruined property, I'll build a house, see how good I am, I'll call over the expert, and then I'll rip it down, I'll build another house. Maybe that's what he's doing. So he built it up. Now I want to take my house down. So Rav Nachman Amar Shomen Lo. Rav Nachman says we listen to that. Rav Sheshet Amar Ain Shomen Lo. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer Beishami Omer Shomen Lo Beis Hillel Omer Ain Shomen Lo. So Nema Rav Nachman Amar Kibay Shammai. Right? Rav Nachman holds like Bay Shammai. That can't be. No one holds like Bay Shammai. So Gemara says, no, it's a machlokes. Hud Amar Ki Hai Tana. He goes like the following Tana. The Tanya, Shomin Lo, Divir Rav Shimon Ben Elazar. No, Rav Shimon Ben Elazar says, you listen to the guys. Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer, that's a machlokes. Bay Shammai Omer, Shomin Lo, Batil Omer, Aim Shomin Lo. So it's a machlokes. Mehavi Allah, what's the bottom line over here? Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Yochanan. Bibayis, shomin lo. If it's a field, if it's a bayis, we let you take it down. Basade ain't shomin lo. In a field, not. In a field, we don't let you do this. Basade, my taima, why not? Because of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Because of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. In other words, you've built up the land. We don't consider houses, consider Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Houses, away, put a house over there. Fields, trees, take the years for trees to grow. That's Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Ike di amri, others say, no, become chuchasha da ara. Every time you plant and uproot, you're ruining the ground. My benayah, what's the difference? If it's because of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't apply to chutz laretz. But if it's because of ruining the land, you apply to chutz laretz too. And you wouldn't be allowed to do it. If you're going to ruin the land, you can't uproot stuff. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hamaske bayis l'chaveiro. If somebody, this Mishnah's not going to make any sense, the Gemara's going to make it make sense. Hamaske bayis l'chaveiro. If somebody rents a house, so b'yamos hagashamim, if it's in the winter time, you can't throw the guy out between Sukkot and Shavuos and Pesach. B'yamos hachama, but in the summertime, shloshim yom, 30 days. What does that mean? 30 days? We'll explain in the Gemara. U'bekrachim, but if it's a bigger city, echad b'yamos hachama v'echad b'yamos hagashamim, 12 months. 12 months. Why? Housing was tight, so you can't throw a guy out for 12 months. Ubachanuyos with a store, echad ayaros v'echad krachim. Whether it's a big city or a small city, it makes no difference. Shnei mosa chodesh a year. Rishur megamil omer chanut shal nachtomim v'shal tzivoyim shal hashanim. If it's a chanut of nachtom bakery, or shel tzavoim, or of dyers, then you have to wait 3 years. Why do you have to wait 3 years? The Gemara will explain. Now, my shtami yimos hagashamim, why, what's the reason why in the winter time the guy has from Sukkot to Pesach to live in the house, the chi agar inish beisi b'yimos hagashamim, because when you rent a house in the winter time, agar lakuli yimos hagashamim, you rent it for the winter season. Winter starts Sukkot, ends Pesach. So yimos hachama nami. Same thing in the summer. Dechi agar inish beitze lekulu yimos hachama agar. Don't you rent it for the summer? So what's the thing with the 30 days in the Mishnah? The whole Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Ella hit a halacha. The yimos hagashamim in the winter time. Hainu taima zelo shliach beis alamegar. There's no houses. No houses in the winter time. There, right? That's why he gets more time. We didn't give the answer yet. We're working on it. Aim a seifa. Wait a minute. The seifa says bekrachim in the krachim echad yimos hachama v'echad yimos hagashamim shnei yimos hachodesh. You get a year. The ilu molu le yimei schura b'yimos hagashamim mapik le. Then after that you can throw the guy out. V'amai halosh chiyach beis l'megar. There's no other houses. So what's going on? So Amar Rav Yehuda. No, Rav Yehuda says lahodiyah katani. What we mean over here is to give you notice. It's notice that what? That the lease is over. V'achi kamar. Here's how the Mishnah reads. Hamas b'bayis l'chaveiro stam. If you rent the house, stam. No term, stam. Ein yochel lahotzio b'yimos hagashamim michag v'yad ha-pesach. You are not allowed to throw guy out in the summertime, in the wintertime. Ela imkein hodio shloshim yom me'ikara. You must give him 30 days notice. The 30 days notice, the last day of notice, is the 15th day of Elul, which is 30 days before the 15th day of Tishrei, which is Sukkot. You rent a house? For the winter, you must tell the guy by the 15th of Elul, by the way, Chanukah, you're out. I'm giving you 30 days notice. 30 days before Sukkot, which is before the onset of winter, that this is the terms. If you don't say it, the guy stays till Pesach. Okay? Tanya nami hachi, kish amru shloshim, u kish amru shnei mosach chodesh, lo amru el lahodiyah. It's just notice. U kishem shemaskir tzorach lahodiyah. Just like the maskir has to give notice, kach socher tzorach lahodiyah. The renter has to give notice. To amale, ia daitan havi tirchem osvina le inish malia. If I would have known you'll leave me, I would have gotten someone else. I would have lined up another tenant. It works both ways. Amar Ravasi, im nichnas yom echad b'yimos hagashamim, if he's there for one day, en yochel lotzia menachag v'yad pesach. You can't throw him out. till Pesach. Ah, Vanan Shloshim Yom Kamar, but it said 30 days. Hachi Kamar, here's what he meant to say. Im Nechnas Yom Echer B'Yimos HaKashamim Mahani Shloshim Yom Ein Yochel Otzir Michag V'Yad Pesach. What Ravasi meant to say was, if he's there one day on the 16th of El, he's there, you didn't give him notice yet, he stays till Pesach. Why? Because it's not 30 days before Sukkot anymore. It's 29 days before Sukkot. He got one day in, you forgot to say something, you blew it. Amar Huna, V'imbal Arabos B'Domeha, and if you want to increase the rent, Marbe, you're allowed to increase the rent. Amalei Rav Nachman, listen to this line. Hai Lenakte B'Kuvse, it's like holding a guy by his private parts, right? De La Shavke L'Glime, to remove the shirt. In other words, how could you do that? How could you force a guy like that? So the Gemara says, no, L'Tzmicha D'Yakar Batzi. No, everyone's houses went up. The price went up. You're allowed to raise the price when the price goes up. Now, Pshita, it's obvious, Nafale Besa, if the house collapsed, Amale, the landlord could say, Lo Adiv is Minay, you're no better than me. I also lost my house, so you can't have a free house now. Zavne, if he sold it, or Orte, or he gave it as a Yerusha, or Yavim Matana, or he gave it as a present, Amale, Lo Adiv is Migavra Da'as is Minay. He's no better than me. In other words, you can't throw me out. Kale Libre, what if he made a house for a son who's getting married? Right, Kale Libre, son's having a chasana. So halacha was, the minhag was, they would give a house. So chazina, we see, iha the efshar la'adute, if he was able to give him notice, ibayle la'aduye, he had to give him notice. And if not, he could say, well, you can't throw me out. You get your son got married in 2 days? It's not fair to me. What? Yeah, exactly. Listen to this story. Ahu Gavra, there was a guy, the Zabin Arba de Chamra, he bought barrels of wine. Lo ishkach duchte la osade. He didn't have anywhere to store it. So he said to a woman, Islam duchte la gure? Do you have a place for me to store this wine by you? Can I store this wine by you? Amale la, I don't have. I don't have any place for you. Ozal, the guy goes along, kacha, he marries her. And yov lo duchte la ali, all of a sudden she has space for him, they're married now. Ozal la day, so he goes home, kasav la gita, he writes her a get. Shadallah, he sends her the get. Adli ihi, she goes. Agra shukulai mine, ubei, apiske the osre bishvile. She hires out these workers, she pays them from the wine, and the rest of the wine she throws out of the street. Why? Because the guy divorced her. Amar Rav Huna, Brei Devishua, Kasher Asa, Keni Asla, Gmula Yashar Barosho. Yeah, the way you treated her, that's how she treats you back. Lomi baya chatzah de lo kaim ala agra. For sure that the chatzah was not a normal place that was rented. El afilu chatzah de kaim ala agra. But even if it was a rented out chatzah, amra le lekuli alma nicheli lagure. Yeah, everybody else I liked, but lecha lo le nicheli. I don't want to rent it to you. The damis alai ki arya arba. You're like a lion in waiting. Such a low person you are. Fine. Last line of shirming ala omer nachtoven shel tzavoyin shel hashanim tana ibnei sheikifun meruba. You know why? It takes a very long time in these industries to make a profit. It's the bottles, material, all the supplies. It takes a long time to turn over a profit. So it's not fair to rent a guy a dyeing shop and then a year later throw him out. He'll never make a profit like that. It takes a long time to build up the business, to build the profit. Now let's do the time for the Mishnah. Hamaspir buys the chaveiro. If somebody rents a house, the maspir, the landlord, it's chay of bedeles, the door, benagar, the bolt, b'minol, the lock, u'b'chol davar she'maisa uman. Anything that requires expertise. Abel davar she'ena maisa uman, but if it doesn't require expertise, ha'socher asahu, the socher's responsibility. Ha'zevel shabalabayis, if the zevel of the balabayis, the ein l'socher, it doesn't belong to the socher. The Gemara is going to ask, what kind of zevel? It's fertilizer from the animals in the chatzar. Who gets that? Why should the tenant get that? So the Gemara will talk about it. Elahayotim and Atanim and Akirayim Bilvat. But the ashes that come out of the oven in the Chatzar, that maybe can belong to the tenant. Again, the Gemara will discuss that. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Hamaskir Bayetz L'Chaveiro. If somebody rents a house, Maskir, the landlord, is Chayiv Lahamid Lo Dalsos, the doors, L'psoach Lo Chalonos, open up windows. The guy's entitled to windows. L'chazek Lo Tikra, support the roof. Lismoch lo korah, put a beam over there. The socher, chayav lasos lo sulam, is required to make a ladder to go up to the attic, to bring a ladder, his own ladder. That's the tenant's responsibility. Also, lasas lo maka. The tenant has to make a maka. It's a big machlokas here. Why? Whose chiv is the maka? Is it the landlord? Is it the rabbanon? Is it a din de rabbanon? Is it a din de raisa? Is it really? It's not the tenant's house. It's the landlord's house. Why does the tenant have to put up a maka? Some say that it really it's the landlord's responsibility, but the rabbanon gave it to the tenant. What if the landlord says, no, I want to do the mitzvah? Tenant says, no, the Gemara says, I can do the mitzvah. Who gets to do it? Right? Only Mincha Tzedek has a question like that. Lasas lo marzev, to make a gutter, you know, where the rain pours down. Ulatiach es agag. Or to support the roof. Right? So that's not considered a ma'aseh uman, and therefore it belongs to the tenant. The responsibility belongs to the tenant. The Gemara's next question is going to be, who puts up the mezuzah? And that'll lead us into very interesting Hilchos mezuzah questions. Fascinating.
It's a brand new house.
Who puts up the mezuzah? Says the Gemara, of course it's the tenant. It's not a ma'aseh uman. It's a ma'aseh uman to put up a mezuzah. Any kid can put up a mezuzah. So the Gemara says, no. Whose responsibility is it to chisel out the spot in the wall to put up the mezuzah? Whose responsibility is that? That we'll get to tomorrow. Right. Everyone have a good day.